it's been good. It's been hard work. It's what pre-season's about. And yeah, we focused on getting better. Yeah, that's what everyone does, and we're no different. And we've had a really good pre-season and ready to play now.
Tactically, any major changes from last season that you can recognise?
I keep them to myself.
oh, come on.
Obviously we've fine-tuned some stuff and looked at where we can get better and where to improve, but also what we did well and doing that over and over again. So yeah, we've made a few changes, but having a change in the spine, does make a difference to how you play. So looking forward to seeing how that goes, but we're still going to stick to our identity, and that's working hard and grafting as a team, and that doesn't change no matter what.
Yeah, because they're the basic ingredients, aren't they, that you require to get 2 points in any game, let alone a derby.
Yeah, 100%. That's rugby league. It's kicking long, chasing hard, putting a team in a corner, and backing your defence, and then doing that over and over again. And that's the game of rugby league. And we've got we did that really well last year. It's about it's a new year, it's a new start. Last year's been and gone now, so it's just a fresh start, and I'm looking forward to it. Really excited for Thursday night.
Well, I'm not surprised that you are looking forward to it, because you're the captain this year. How big an honour is that for you?
Yeah, massive honour, mate. Something I'm very proud of, and something I don't, I've not taken it lightly. It's a great honour, and I recognise that there's been great captains at this club before, and I'm hoping that I can be one of them when it's my time to pass the baton on to someone else, leave the club in a better place than what I found it.
How experienced are you as a captain?
I've done it a few times, yeah. I've done it for the club before, back in 2021. 22, Skids was injured for the last sort of 10 games of the year, I think. So I got some experience doing that. I used that experience and I did it before at Bradford. So, it is new to me. I'm not no doubt about that, but I have got a little bit of experience with it. But, not much changes. I'm just worried about my own game and focus on that.
What's the biggest pressure do you feel as a captain?
There is no pressure. There's pressure being a player anyway. Captain, I think you lead by example, but I don't want to think too much about those sort of things. It's worry about my own job, and I'm just a part of a team. We're a team sport, and it's not just about one player on the field. So I've got to nail my job, but so does everyone else out there as well. So just focus on nailing my job and what I know I can do for the team. I've got to deliver it week after week, and that's, I won't call it pressure. It's just part of my job role.
What did Sean say to you significantly at the end of last season? Has he been in communication with you during the off season about anything at all?
I speak to Skids every day. Yeah, he's part of our coaching staff, so I see him every single day when we're training. Really good friends, so he's giving me little bits of advice here and there. But he's also wanted me to just be my own leader, and that's what I'm trying to do. I'm not trying to be the next Sean Kenny Dahl. I want to lead in my own right, and I've learned a lot from him over the years, and also other leaders that have been at the club. So, just you take little bits of each person, but you do it your own way, really. I don't want to be someone I'm not. I just want to be myself. Like I said, I've learned over the years from Skids quite a lot of stuff on and off the field, and I'm looking forward to implementing them my own way.
What's the difference then between Coach Skids and Player Skids?
He doesn't sit next to me in the change room anymore. No, it's good. He's great to have him around, really. Obviously, he's what he did as a player for our club. But, the standards he set at the club and drove, and the culture that he changed. And, we all recognise that. And it's great to have him still on board. And like I said, I can speak to him at any point, so can any of the other boys. We'd be crazy not to utilise his knowledge and experience. And, great to have him around. Absolutely love working with him.
What have you made of the new recruits?
A lot, yeah. We've signed quite a few players, so everyone settled in really well. We had a good pre-season camp where we all sort of connected really well as a team, got to know everybody on a deeper level, spent more time with each other, and like I said, that you get to know people that way. So that was really useful. And they're all going to add something different. Obviously, very experienced players we've brought in, so I'm just looking forward to running out with them Thursday night.
What are you benefiting from this pre-season that you might not have from other seasons as a player? What's been different that might give you that extra edge?
I'm not sure. Good question. It's just preseason is all about improving as a player or in your personal attributes. So your strength, your fitness, your game knowledge, your tactical stuff. And so, you know, it's a variety of things. You don't go out there and focus on one thing. It's about improving all round. I think that's what I approach preseason. You get what you put out, what you put in. So come the back end of the year, you lean on this preseason and learn from your experiences. And I think, you know, we're going through the tough times in preseason, and this is why, and push you in good stead later on in the year.
When you were told you was going to be full-time captain, I know you've touched upon that you've done it previously. What was those conversations like, and how did you receive that news?
In the meeting room with the rest of the boys, it was a bit of a surprise. We were sat in a meeting room, and I thought we were having just normal general meeting, and it got on the big screen, this video, and then it all just played out from there, really. I'd had chats with Willie beforehand, but I found out where everyone else found out. So yeah, really nice. And like I said, I'm very honoured to be the Hull KR captain. I'm just looking forward to leading now and cracking on them. Finished talking and ready to play and put stuff into action, really.
Has the banter changed between any of the lads now that you are the captain? You can hold a bit more responsibility?
No, I get more stick, to be honest with you. Yeah, I get more, so it's all good fun, but I give as good as I get.
Who's chirping the most?
Oh, God, how long you got? Tom Opacek. Tom Opacek's probably he's one of my good mates, but he loves a little jab in the ribs every now and again. So I'll get him back as the year goes on. Don't worry about that.
Let's look ahead then to the game itself and the season itself. Is silverware a minimum expectation for you as a camp this season, given what happened last year?
Well, we want to improve on what we did last year, and ultimately we got to a semi-final and came up short. Got to a final and came up short. So, we want to improve on last year and improvements. You know, we want to get back to finals and we want to win. Yeah, I don't want to be a loser. I don't want to be a captain who took Hull KR to a final and lost. I want to lift silverware. So, yeah, no doubt about that.
What have you learned from the experience?
Well, more tactical stuff, really. I think we prepped really well for the Challenge Cup final, but probably in the game, didn't execute our game plan as well as we should have done. Loads of learning, really, about how we handled the golden point period in the game, looking at what Lee did and what we did, it were polar opposites, really, and they put themselves in a good position to go and get a field goal. Things like that, you know. As much as it was heartbreaking, you do take a lot of lessons from stuff like that. And we've looked at things. We looked at them last year, really, so it's nothing new. We hadn't just looked at it in the preseason. We looked straight after. We addressed it, learned from it, and went on a bit of a run, didn't we, at the end, after that. So, you know, we did learn from it. It's just, backing it up now. It's like I said, it's a fresh start. Can't keep talking about last year. It's done. Everyone's starting on 0 points. And, it's a fresh start. We're a new team. We've got new combinations, and last year's last year. I'm more concerned about this year now.
Yeah, and you mentioned there about everyone starting on 0 points. Is that the only further level you can have to a derby? Because form and other bits and pieces seem to go out the window when the sides lock on and you have that first kick of the ball on a match day.
Yeah, and I think with it being round one as well, it's very much you don't really know what the other team are going to come like. So what we're doing is we're just focusing on ourselves. That's all we can control. We don't know who's going to play for them. We've got no form, like you said. They're pretty, not many injuries and things like that. So all we're doing is just focusing on ourselves. We worked all pre-season on ourselves, and that's what we're going to do going into round one, and just, nail our jobs. And that's all we can focus on and control.
And as a player, what differences do you see in the black and white half of Hull in comparison to last year, when you've obviously scrutinised them, looked at them tactically and look at what they've done in bringing new centres into the team?
They've made a few signings. They've made a few good signings, yeah, and obviously they'll add something to the team, but like I said, we're just focusing on ourselves. I'm not really looking too much at Hull FC. We've had a quick look at them. We know some of the players that play for them, but like I said, we'll focus on our job and nail our own job. 1-17, that's what we can control.
And the one thing, obviously, that you'll want from this game, with it being at the MKM, I imagine, is it was almost a perfect scenario last season because you nilled the arch rival in their own backyard. How difficult is that going to be to replicate on round one?
Very. You know, the most pleasing thing about that was the zero. It wasn't the 40 points scored. But like I said, last year, it's been and gone. They've got a completely different team. So have we. We've signed some new players and players have gone out. So last year didn't mean anything. There's no form to go against. It's a derby, round one. Everyone's going to be fired up for it. And everyone's worked towards this from the start of pre-season. So it's going to be a really good game for the fans. I'm really looking forward to running out there and seeing our fans at the stadium. They're always loud, as always, and I can't wait. Yeah, it's been a while, so I'm really looking forward to that.
Top stuff. That's all from me, Minnie. Thank you.
Thank you.
Minnie, how are you?
Yeah, good, mate. You?
Not bad. Not bad. Just a few from me. You mentioned that you've got a new spine and that'll change the way the team plays a little bit. What's it do to your role? You obviously took on the ball-playing forward role a lot more last year. Does it impact at all how your role will look in the team this year, given, you know, the changes that have been made?
A little bit. Not too much. I'd still do my own, you know, do my job. But, yeah, a little bit. Want to get my hands on the ball a bit more. But, yeah, just playing to our strengths. We've got dangerous halfbacks, Mikey and Tyrone, really good players. So probably just controlling that middle unit, knowing when to run, when to pass. Yeah, and just being high energy and things like that. So, things are a little bit of change, but not too much.
And just on the importance of the game, I know it's round one and you don't win or lose anything first game of the season, but given the opponents, given the magnitude of the rivalry, how much it means to the fans, how important is it to get a win and how much would it help build a strong season? Likewise, how much could it really hamper you if you were on the wrong side of the rule or the right side of the result in terms of the wider context of the season?
I think I do agree. I think it is a massive game. I think it's great that it's starting Super League. I'm really glad about that. I'm glad that we're involved, and I think it's going to be a really good spectacle for the neutral to watch. And obviously, we want to be on the right side of the result. Yeah, it would set our season off in a really good start. We want to get 2 points on the board, but like I said, so do they, and they'll be coming for us just as much as we're going for them. It's up to us on the field to control them emotions. We'll let everybody in the stadium and around watching it get, you know, fired up and enjoy the atmosphere. But us on the field, we've got to be really calm. You know, that don't mean you know we're still going to play hard, but at the same time, you've got to control your emotions and play the game for what it is. It's a game of rugby league. I'll enjoy the atmosphere as much as anyone, but at the same time, we've got to be smart, good game management, and, you know, manage the game and control the game and not get caught up in the emotions of the game, if you like. It's going to be intense, going to be a great atmosphere. I'm really looking forward to that, but at the end of the day, it's a game, and there's 2 points on the line, and I want to win for that reason, as well as bring some pride to Eastall and put smiles on faces of people who have paid the money to come and watch us.
From experience, how hard is it to control those emotions in this game, in particular, you know, rugby league's hostile anyway, but given the crowd, given no doubt what's said on the field, I think you've had a few flare-ups in these dives in the past from a personal perspective. Just how challenging is it to temper those emotions as it's going on?
Yeah, there's a fine line, isn't there? I think there's a... We don't want to cross the line and be stupid with our emotions and, you know, be have ill discipline, but at the same time, we want to play tough. We want to go there and be aggressive, we're going into their backyard, so you've got to stand up to that. And you know, they're going to come be aggressive with us. So we need to meet fire with fire. Really, we're not going to take a backward step. That's for sure. But yeah, like I said, controlling your emotions. You don't want to cross the line and be ill disciplined, but you can still be tough in the game. Rugby league, it's aggressive sport, and that's what we're going to. You know, that's what we want to pride ourselves on, and that's what we've been speaking about, and that doesn't change. You know, you can do things within the laws of the game that is tough and aggressive. So yeah, there is a fine line, and it's important we don't cross that line because we don't want to lose anybody. But yeah, we're gonna go after it and meet fire with fire.
And just finally from me, one thing that Hull FC have done in the off season with the recruitment is get a bigger pack in terms of the size of the players. There's no doubt they're going to come for you early doors in the game and they're going to try and get on top of you and they're going to try and enroll you. How do you guys go about combating that? Because, you know, given they're at home, they've got the fans, they're wanting to make an impression, have a better season. That has the potential to be to be a challenge, doesn't it? So how do you go about ensuring that they don't get on top of you?
Yeah, you're right. They have signed some big players, big middles. They'll be wanting to get a roll on. It's no different to anybody else. Any other team who've got big middles, that's what they try and do. So you just try and exploit them in sort of their negatives and exploit their negatives and what they're not sort of, exploit them, keep the ball in play. But there's no doubt they're going to come firing. Like I said, they're going to come out of the box and want to lay a marker down. They're at home. They've got a massive crowd. It's round one, just start Super League. So, they're going to come firing and we've got to meet fire with fire. We're not going to take a backward step to that and we're going to enjoy it, enjoy the challenge. We'll have game plan around that. I'm really excited for it. And there's no doubt it's going to be an intense game. Yeah.
Brilliant. Cheers, mate.
Thank you.
All covered from my side. Cheers, mate. All the best Thursday.
Thank you. Cheers, mate.
Yeah, I don't need anything extra to that, so thanks a lot. All the best.
Thank you.
Can I just ask one quickly, if that's all right, just about the occasion? I mean, obviously you're saying, you mentioned that you'd captained the team on occasions before, but with this almost being like your first game as the full-time captain, it being the Super League opener and it being the derby on the road, does that add any extra personal pressure, or is it just business as usual for you?
Yeah, business as usual, mate. I'm very proud that, this is my first game as the captain. But at the same time, it's not about me. It's about the team. And it always will be. It's not about my what's in it for me. I'm just a part of a team. And I'm really looking forward to that. But no, it's not any pressure. It's not any added pressure. I think that's you could get caught up in stuff like that. And that's not how I go about things. I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to really enjoy the occasion of what it is. Like you just said, it's been a massive crowd. I really can't wait to run out there and experience that atmosphere. It's been a long time since we last played in an atmosphere like that. So really looking forward to that. Season opener, it's going to be really good way to start. And it's just business as usual. Crack on with the game and hopefully we come out on the winning side.
Yeah, makes sense. Best of luck on Thursday night, mate.
Thank you. Cheers. Cheers, mate.
Hi, Elliot. Just a quick one from myself. I just want to ask you about the wider game, if you like, not necessarily just about Thursday. Obviously, in Super League this year, we're seeing every game being broadcast live with IMG coming in, etc., etc. I just want to get your thoughts on kind of the new era that Super League's heading into.
I think it's fantastic. I really love it. I think it's great that every single game will be available on loads of different platforms. Or is it a Super League launch on Thursday last week, and spoke about how it's going to be broadcast every single week, every game, and I think it's great. Yeah, there's no negative to it whatsoever. I think going on the BBC, I think that's fantastic. Like I can't see anything but positive things that's happening. I've seen billboards at the Rugby Union game at the weekend, the England game. Like I think it's great. I'm a massive fan, and long may it continue. It's up to us now as players to produce the products that gets people, wanting to engage in rugby league.
Top man, Elliot. I'll pass you on. All the best for Thursday.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.